Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we'll cover color psychology and how to apply specific combinations and contexts for desired consumer behavior in branding and marketing.
We've got a bit of a fun, unusual episode this time out. We're going to dive into the fascinating world of how specific color combinations and contexts can actually impact consumer behavior and perception. We'll also explore some valuable insights for using color strategically in your branding and marketing efforts. Let's start with a basic understanding. Color is not just about aesthetics or personal preference. It can be a powerful tool that can evoke specific emotions and even actions in your audience. By understanding the psychological effects of color, you can leverage this knowledge to create stronger connections and drive desired outcomes. Let's start by breaking down some key color combinations examples and how they can influence consumer behavior. Imagine you have a food delivery app, and your goal is to make people feel hungry and excited about ordering food. You might want to consider using a combination of red and yellow. Why? Well, red is known to increase appetite, while yellow stimulates feelings of happiness and energy. This combination can create a sense of urgency and excitement, encouraging people to order food right away. Be honest, were you thinking about the golden arches? But what if you're in the beauty industry and want to portray a sense of luxury and elegance? In that case, a combination of black and gold might be more appropriate. Black signifies sophistication and exclusivity, while gold is often associated with wealth and prestige. By incorporating these colors into your branding, you can create a high-end image that resonates with your target audience. Now, let's talk a little about context when it comes to color psychology. You probably won't be surprised to learn that the same color can have different effects depending on the context in which it is used. Take the color blue, for example. In a healthcare setting, blue can create a sense of trust, calmness, and reliability. It's often used by hospitals and doctor's offices to help patients feel at ease. On the other hand, in a fast food restaurant, blue may not be the best choice. It's been shown to suppress the appetite, which is not what you want when you're trying to sell delicious burgers and fries. So how can you strategically use color in your branding and marketing materials to evoke desired emotions and actions? Here are a few tips to get you started. First, consider your target audience. Understand their preferences, values, and even the emotions you want to evoke. If your audience consists of young, vibrant individuals, you might want to use bright and energetic colors like orange or green. However, if you're targeting a more mature audience, you may opt for more subdued and sophisticated colors like navy blue or burgundy. Second, think about color consistency across your brand. Color is a language, and by consistently using colors across your logo, website, packaging, and promotional materials, you create a cohesive and memorable brand identity. This helps customers to recognize and remember your brand more easily. Next, consider contrast and complementary colors. Contrast can grab attention and make your message more visually appealing. Complementary colors, on the other hand, can have a harmonious effect when used together and can create a sense of balance and unity in your branding. Also, be mindful of cultural meanings associated with colors. Different cultures have different perceptions of colors, so it's essential to do your research if you're targeting an international audience. For example, in Western cultures, white often represents purity and innocence, while in Eastern cultures, it's associated with mourning and death. Finally, we return to a common theme of our podcasts, the importance of testing and measuring the impact of your color choices. Conduct A/B tests to see which colors resonate best with your audience and drive the desired actions. This could include analyzing click-through rates, conversion rates, or engagement metrics to get a better understanding of which color combinations work best for your specific goals. Color is a powerful tool that can influence your audience's emotions and actions. By understanding color psychology and using it strategically in your branding and marketing efforts, you can create stronger connections with your customers and drive desired outcomes.
In this episode, we delved into the fascinating world of color psychology and how it can be used to strategically shape branding and marketing campaigns to drive desired consumer behavior. Thanks for tuning in to the Practical Actionable Marketing Podcast. We look forward to seeing you next week for more ways to boost your marketing efforts. And please don't forget to subscribe.